This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
We got a real chance to win Jersey, baby. A real chance for Republican victory because voters want change. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here on a Friday. Our fourth and final hour on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Jack Ciccarelli has a really strong chance of winning this race based on the statistics, based on the new poll from Kellyanne Conway, because the key takeaway from all this is that voters want change, and he is a change candidate. And if you missed the interview yesterday with RNC Chairman Michael Whatley, go back and listen to it, please, because the key takeaways of this is that 60% want a candidate who will work with President Trump. Only 34% want a governor who will primarily oppose him. So 60% want a candidate who will work with the president. 53% believe New Jersey is on the wrong track. 63% want a change from the direction of His Royal Ruggedness King Philip the Unaccountable. 57% would not vote for Murphy again. 63% want a new direction for the state. 50% of voters oppose Cheryl's stated views on taxes, protecting girls' sports, and green energy. Remember, he fell 3 points short of upsetting Murphy in 2021. Polling at this same time in that cycle showed him trailing by double digits. Of course, that poll was a lie. Carlos Cruz, a spokesperson for Change NJ, a pro-Ciccarelli PAC that sponsored the poll, said, "No wonder Trenton and D.C. Democrats are dispatching record resources in July to prop up Mikey Sherrill's campaign. Mikey Sherrill broke the law to make millions for herself while voting to raise taxes on the rest of us. Her voting record is a nightmare for middle-class, middle-of-the-road families across the Garden State." And here's another key takeaway. Republican candidate for governor Jack Ciccarelli jumps to a 7-point lead when it's a push poll and voters find out about Sherrill's wacky positions. That's right. So that's good news for him. Part of the problem for Democrats is this idiot in New York, this Zohran Mamdani, who's now the face of the Democrat Party and wants to get rid of private property rights, the abolition of private property. No, that's what he said.
My platform is that every single person should have housing. And I think faced with these two options, the system has hundreds of thousands of people unhoused, right? For what? And if there was any system that could guarantee each person housing, whether you call it the abolition of private property or you call it, you know, just a statewide housing guarantee, it is preferable to what is going on right now. Mm-hmm. And I think that people try and play like gotcha games about these kinds of things. And it's like, look, I care more about whether somebody has a home.
The abolition of private property. You know, if you want to call it the abolition of private property, I mean, you can call it the abolition of private property if you want. Yeah, it's exactly what we want to call it. You communist whack jobs want to take away private property. Yes, that's always been the thing. The Communist Manifesto, that's always been the thing. They want to take away they want to take away private property rights. Amazing to me. Oh, the outrage over getting rid of Colbert. I'll talk more about this. I do want to talk more about this. I mentioned it earlier in the show, but I love the left melting down about this. I really do. It makes me very, very happy. And to see that is just fantastic. We'll talk about that as the show continues today. No doubt about that. But I think Zoran Mamdani is part of the problem for Democrats and certainly for Mikey Sherrill, because this is your party. This is your party. You people are freaking nuts. Meanwhile, the Republicans last night at 2:30 in the morning, rescissions package, $9 billion cut. Goodbye, NPR. Goodbye, PBS. Goodbye. And Zoran Mamdani is so bad. He's so bad. And I agree with Charlie Hertz's analysis saying this could be the end of Schumer and Jeffries' leadership. It could be the end of the Democrat Party. I said, I personally believe this is the moment where the Democrat Party goes the way of the Whigs. They go the way of the Whigs, meaning that they're done. They're out. They're gone. And this is where the Democrat Party is. The Democrat Party right now is at a moment where they may not survive this guy, which is why they're trying to rally around somebody like the LoveGov or Brian, the current mayor, Eric Adams. They need one of those two, and then they need to go around him, and then they need to make sure that person wins, because otherwise then they have zero shot whatsoever. Zero shot. I don't mean zero shot of him winning. I mean zero shot of remaining a party, a credible party. They will go the way of the Whigs at that point. Because who are their coalitions left? Where is the coalition of anything? Where is this? But Donald Trump is going to sue the Wall Street Journal. I think the Wall Street Journal gave him a gift yesterday with that ridiculous story about this birthday card and this drawing that he gave to Jeffrey Epstein. I think it was a gift to him. Because here he has been saying that this whole thing is a hoax. And then the Wall Street Journal writes a story and says he wrote him a typed out letter, which he never does, a typed out letter to Jeffrey Epstein with a drawing. And then they put that in his 50th birthday book 23 years ago. That's the gotcha thing. I mean, everybody knew that they were friends. Everybody knew that they were friends. It's not a surprise to anybody. And then at one point, Trump cut him off. And then Jeffrey Epstein gets convicted for pedophilia, and that was the end of it. And then Trump never had him in his life again. But there were lots of people who were friends with Epstein. He was a money guy. And it's also not a surprise that at one point in his life, Donald Trump was a billionaire playboy. That's also not a surprise to anybody. But I think the Wall Street Journal handed him a gift last night. I know he's going to sue them. But by doing so, it doubled down on the fact that what he was saying, this whole thing's a hoax being used to go after me. And now it kind of gives some clarity to what he was saying about the hoax thing. He knew the story was coming. And then he says, don't believe the hoax. A couple days later, the Wall Street Journal prints this story. And then Trump comes out and says, I'm going to sue. I'm suing the Wall Street Journal. This is what he said on Truth Social. I look forward to getting Rupert Murdoch to testify in my lawsuit against him and his pile of garbage newspaper, The Wall Street Journal. That will be an interesting experience. He said, if there was a smoking gun on Epstein, why didn't the Dems, who controlled the files for 4 years and had Garland and Comey in charge, use it? Because they had nothing. Very, very true on that point. They had nothing. They still don't have anything. And then he went on, after the story was published, he said, the Wall Street Journal printed a fake letter supposedly to Epstein. These are not my words, not the way I talk. Also, I don't draw pictures. I told Rupert Murdoch it was a scam, that he shouldn't print this fake story, but he did. And now I'm going to sue his ass off and that of the third-rate newspaper. Thank you for your attention to this matter, DJT. So part of the reason why the media ecosystem is melting down over Stephen Colbert getting canceled is they look at this as another capitulation by CBS to Donald Trump in getting rid of Stephen Colbert. No, Stephen Colbert is getting canceled and the show's getting canceled because the show's not fun, the show's not funny, and that's why. But the outrage over this is around the fact that they believe that it's a capitulation to Trump. And so they brought on little Brian Stelter to talk about it, and they're very upset, very upset. This is him on with Anderson Cooper last night on CNN.
May of next year. Joining me now is CNN chief media analyst Brian Stelter. Brian, you know, CBS is saying this is a financial decision. It is certainly the timing of this is kind of stunning.
Right. From the optics standpoint, the timing could not be worse for CBS. Colbert is such an outspoken Trump critic. He's just back from vacation. And as he showed there on Monday on his first night back from vacation, he's also a thorn in his parent company's side. So this looks to a lot of Colbert's fans like another form of capitulation by CBS to the president of the United States. If you look at Colbert's Instagram page already, his fans are pouring their hearts out and blaming CBS
Dozens
for this. Here's the reporting that I have just in
Dozens.
The past few minutes, Anderson, about this financial explanation. Think back to 2023 when the Late Late Show with James Corden went off the air. I reported at the time that that show had become unprofitable, that CBS was not able to sell enough ads to make that show profitable. Well, that is now the case for Colbert as well. I'm told by a source close to the network that the Late Show with Stephen Colbert is now technically unprofitable. So that does give the company a financial reason to end the show starting in May 2026. However, it's not as if Colbert was given a chance to take a pay cut or maybe change the format of the show or move out of the Ed Sullivan Theater. This seems to have happened all at once, and it comes on the merge on the verge of that big Paramount Skydance merger. Who's taking over Skydance? Larry Ellison, a friend of President Trump, and his son David. So there may be a lot more to this story. It's just happened in the past hour, but there's a lot more reporting to do on this.
All right, so now let's understand something too about this, okay? They couldn't make money on the show. They couldn't sell ads because people decided they didn't want to be part of the toxicity of this show, of that show. The show's not making money because it's not funny and it's angry. And the dozens of them who are upset about Colbert getting canceled. And CNN, you know, they're even trying to act like, well, you know, the fact that they can say it was financial gives them plausible deniability that they're canceling this comedian who was critical of Trump. It wasn't the fact that he was a comedian critical of Trump. It was the fact that the show was not funny and the show was not successful. Bottom line, if he was crushing it in the ratings, if he was crushing it with advertisers, he would not be losing his job. He wouldn't. That's the bottom line. This is from CNN this morning.
Now, CBS calls this a financial decision, but some are wondering whether the move was at all politically motivated. Senator Elizabeth Warren tweeting, quote, "The deal looks like bribery. America deserves to know if his show is canceled for political reasons."
America's mother-in-law.
CNN media analyst Sarah Fisher is joining us now. Sarah, good to see you this Friday morning. I first just want to get your take on CBS's decision.
Jessica, if it was a political decision, they have enough plausible deniability to say that it was a financial one because of the current state of late night and comedy television. It's very expensive to produce something live every single day, and viewership and ratings for traditional television continue to drop. So even if this was
not for Gutfeld. Gutfeld's doing great. Gutfeld's crushing it in the ratings, and they're making a ton of cash. So explain that to me. CNN's not, MSNBC's not, Fox News Saturday Night with Jimmy Fallon's making a ton of cash. That show's crushing it in the ratings. So, I mean, yeah, the shows are expensive to produce because you need camera people and you need writers and you need people to work the lights and yeah, okay, all that. But you know what? They don't pay people in media the way they used to pay them. That's number one. They still pay this clown, you know, $20 million a year, whatever it is that he makes. But still, if the show's a hit, then you're able to sell that show and then make money from advertisers. like our wonderful advertisers, including Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VanariaDental.com, with two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. Dr. Mike is your man. Oh, you know what else? Speaking of Zoran Mandami, by the way, I forgot to mention this earlier. He also said, why do we have prisons? Why do we need prisons anymore? Yeah, that's a great another question asked by this whack job. If prisons are obsolete, what purpose do prisons serve? This could be the next mayor of the biggest city in America.
Are prisons obsolete?
Whew, coming through with the quotes, coming through with the titles of the books. I have to read that, actually. I haven't read that as yet. But I think that, frankly, I mean, what purpose do they serve?
Right.
I think we have to ask ourselves that, which is that, you know, I think a lot of people who defend the carceral state, they defend the idea of it and the way it makes them feel.
Okay. What is the point of prisons? What is the point of prisons? To house bad people so they don't get out and commit more bad things? Just throwing it out there? Maybe? Just saying? Possibly? Maybe? That's the purpose of a prison? So that you put bad people behind bars and then those bad people don't go out there and cause other bad things to happen to people? Maybe? Guy's an idiot. You know what makes me really happy, though? The TSA got rid of that stupid shoe policy. That was ridiculous and stupid. Thanks to Kristi Noem on that. And now they're going to get rid of the water. The rumor is they're getting rid of the water thing. Kristi Noem said the other day, she wants your experience at TSA 60 seconds. You're through. 60 seconds. Now, I've told you for a long time, this whole scam with liquids is nothing but a scam. Because they want big bottled water to win, and then you got all these. Now the airport's put in filling stations, so you don't have to spend $15 on a bottle of water. But then you got to bring all your reusable water bottles. And now you think about this now. You got a family, like our family. So our three kids were loading into the car to get to the airport to catch our plane. And, you know, you got to bring the car seat and all the other things. Then you got to remember their fillable water bottles so we can all go to the water station. It's so friggin' stupid. But if they can get rid of that, the rule on liquids, that would be great. All right, I'll take my chances. I'll take my chances that people are not going to make a bomb out of a bottle of water or a soda. I'm happy to risk it for that reason, and I'm also happy to risk people wearing their shoes. I'm more than happy for that, and that's great. I've been using PreCheck for years because I just can't stand it. I can't stand the lines. I can't stand the incompetence. I think the whole system is basically ridiculous in so many different ways. So I'm glad it's finally being addressed by Kristi Noem, and she's acknowledging that we got to make this more efficient for travelers. We have to make this more efficient. So, yeah, there's a way to do it. There is a way that they can do it, because they were able to do it when I went to the event in Pittsburgh with the president the other day. Everybody walks through the metal detectors. Nobody had to take their shoes off. They weren't making people dump out liquids. They weren't worried about anybody bringing a bomb in their shoes or anything else. They had the bomb dogs there. I mean, and nobody got blown up. So I'm just saying, you know, there's got to be a way they can do this, but it's that big bottle water scam. And you walk through, and then they have all those little news sites in there. What do they charge you for a bottle of water? $5, right? $5 for a bottle of water? Freaking scam.
Blake Berman on Wednesday. Take a look.
But I will tell you, liquids, I'm questioning. So that may be the next big announcement, is what size your liquids need to be. TSA is working on the technology that we have available to us if we deploy it correctly.
So it's just simply
that you can walk in. If you've got a carry-on bag, you should be able just to walk through their screeners, their scanners, and go right to your flight.
How awesome would that be? How awesome would that be, huh? Would love that. Just walk right onto your flight. Boom. Done. Take that, big water. Take that. Just the whole idea of the security state, you know, that was implemented And I know that there are people out there who think, well, look, we haven't had another 9/11. The way you prevent a terrorist attack is through intelligence. It's the same way they could have prevented the assassination attempt against President Trump in Butler. They had the intelligence 10 days before. They didn't share it with the campaign. The communication was terrible. But if you have intelligence, you know that there's somebody who's looking to kill the former president at the time. You step up the security. You do other. But ultimately, it's intelligence that is what you need, not busting the chops of American citizens who are trying to make their flight on time. You know what I mean? I get the sense that Noam's really committed to this, which is really, really good. I think it's going to be very happy. Yeah, I know people are not happy though about a UFC fight on the south lawn of the White House. But what can I tell you? It's going to be fun. You're going to wish you were there. That's all I can say. You're going to wish you were there if you could be there. All right, I want to get into more about Colbert and the cancellation of this because I think it's very, very important, and I really do. And of course, you know. This is a moment here, maybe, for culture to realize that we're sick and tired of getting lectured to on a nonstop basis. So we'll see if they embrace the moment. For the meantime, I want to tell you about wonderful guy, my family's dentist, Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. He is the man. I want you to go see him today. VANARIA, VanariaDental.com. With two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury, what makes him different? Great question, because you got these chain dental offices around. You have a close dentist by you, maybe. What makes Dr. Mike Vanaria different is that he is obsessed with patient care. These other people, what they're about cost and making money. Dr. Mike is about care. And that's why for over 10 years, 10 consecutive years, he's been ranked as a master of dental implants among his peers, a master by other dentists who send their patients to Dr. Mike for the complicated stuff. Now, you can see him. He's in Cinnaminson and Woodbury right over the bridge. And you'll love the people there, too. I mean, that's a big part of it. The people that work in his office are fantastic. All the dental hygienists, the people at the front desk who greet you, great music playing. It's a nice environment. And he gave Bridget a beautiful new smile last year. She had veneers that needed to be replaced, gave her caps, looked absolutely beautiful. And yes, Mama Zioli first discovered him for our family. So I want you to make your appointment today to see him by going to Vanaria Dental. Well, they also tell you, you know, you got to see a dentist for your health, because that oral health, yeah, it matters. That the vagus nerve connects to the other nerve, and the I don't know. All I know is that they say that a healthy mouth has a lot to do with your gut health, your microbiome, your brain health. So you got to see a dentist. So you might as well see our buddy Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. VANARIA, VanariaDental.com. Oh, you know, and before I go to break, I should mention as well, because I don't want to forget this too. My favorite moment of bipartisanship. My favorite moment of bipartisanship. Representative Van Orden, Republican, and Democrat Representative Pocan. These two guys together outside. This is the kind of bipartisanship America needs. I love this moment of unity here. I want more of this. More of the purple coming together, the red and the blue coming together. Am I right? No labels, right? This kind of bipartisanship makes me happy. This is from Spectrum News.
Anything else?
Derek Van Orden, you can put that on the news.
Was that on me? No. It's the nicest thing you did to me all day.
Hey, Derek. Classy as always, man. We love it. Thank you.
Have you lost your mind?
Yeah, right.
You know, people read this stuff.
I saw your drunken tweet at 1:30 in the morning last night.
No, I got done with Andy.
Oh, I got it.
That's a problem, and I don't know what it is, but I encourage you to see a mental health counselor. It's absolutely disgusting.
Derek, why don't you debate me? Why are you so afraid to debate anyone? Here, we can do this in the media. Why don't you want to debate the big, beautiful bill?
Mark
Pocan, why are you afraid
never
to
had a job
have a debate
his
on the
entire
bill?
Life other than politics, and he doesn't understand it.
I've owned a small business for 37 years. Tony, you've owned a small business. That's a little work, isn't
and
it?
He funnels over $500,000 a year of his campaign money to buy signs from his company.
Okay, look that up. Oh my God, are you drinking right now, Derek? That's the real question. All right.
That's what I'm talking about. Bipartisanship, baby. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing for America. I'm just happy there's a moment of honesty. I told you all these people in Congress hate each other's guts. I'm just happy there was an actual moment of honesty. Wow. How about that, huh? Now for something completely different. Actual honesty. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, the easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Am I enjoying the fact that Stephen Colbert has been canceled? Yeah, I am. I'm really enjoying it, and I know it's schadenfreude, and I don't care. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here today on our fourth and final hour on a Friday as we're getting ready to get out of here. The point that I made, too, is we used to do this bit back when I was in mornings where we would play clips of The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, and we would add canned laughter to it because he would always have on these boring politicians. I mean, it was not a comedy show. It was a political show disguised as a comedy show, and it was bad. It was just unwatchable. And he didn't go after both sides. He went after Trump. And he's just got that snarky, smarmy, whatever the word is, look about him, you know? And it's just the kind of guy you just want to give a wedgie to or punch in the face or something. I don't know. Maybe both. It's possible both. But he announces cancellation. They're still letting him on the air, though, for some time. And they're not going to replace him, apparently. I don't know what they're going to do. They might as well just throw on another MSNBC-style show, because that's basically what this show had become. And think about it. There's a reason why Gutfeld and my buddy Jimmy Failla are crushing it is because they're actually funny, and they don't go out there every night with an agenda of just trying to put out a political agenda. I mean, you know, Jimmy on Saturday nights, Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla, which I'll be back on Saturday, July 26th, so a week from tomorrow. His ratings beat shows during the week in primetime. That's how strong the ratings are. And obviously, he's got great guests like myself and others. But no, but I mean, he opens a show with a very long monologue, and it's great. And he works really hard on it, too. Works really hard on writing it, coming up with it, and then he delivers it with precision. And there's no takes because it's filmed either live or it's filmed right to show. So there's no edits to it. And that is very important as well. And by the way, Fayo is going to be in Pottstown Saturday, August 9th. So if you're looking for some fun, go see that. Don't forget, too, Gianno Caldwell is 2 weeks, or Politics and Pints with my buddy Gianno Caldwell. I think Gianno's going to be on the Fox News Saturday Night Show with me that night on the 26th. But either way, get your tickets and come to Politics and Pints and see us and hang out together and be on stage. This, I don't know. I mean, this could be our last Politics and Pints. You never know. We live in crazy days. So make sure you come out and join us for this, and we get together, we have fun, we have some laughs, you get a signed copy of his book, and there you go. But I'm enjoying this way too. So 1210WPHD.com is where you go. 1210WPHD.com. The event is at Bucks County Community College, which is easy to get to from everywhere, including Jersey. Zlock Performing Arts Center. It's Thursday, July 31st, so less than 2 weeks to go, all right? 1210WPHD.com. Here is Stephen Colbert.
I found out just last night, next year will be our last season. The network will be ending The Late Show in May. Oh. And yeah, I share your feelings. It's not just the end of our show, but it's the end of The Late Show on CBS. I'm not being replaced. This is all just going away. And I do want to say that the folks at CBS have been great partners. I'm so grateful to the Tiffany.
You're so grateful. I remember when they launched that show with David Letterman. And if you, by the way, if you ever want to see, there's a really good docudrama that was made. It's it was based on the book Late Shift, and they turned it into a movie, I'm pretty sure on HBO. And if I remember correctly, Kathy Bates is in it. And the guy who plays Jay Leno nailed it. The guy who plays Letterman, I mean, they both do a very good job of the impressions of them, but it was all about how NBC at the time, when Johnny Carson retired, and then they decided that they were going to go with Jay Leno over David Letterman, but they had promised Letterman because he was on, if you remember, at 12:30. So back in the day when late night comedy shows were funny, Johnny Carson was on at 11:30. Jay Leno was his fill-in host back then, and David Letterman was on at 12:30. When Johnny retired, kind of took everybody for surprise. Remember that night he sat on a stool and addressed America and said it would be his last show, and he was giving it up, and it was a very seminal moment in American history. You might remember this. May 22nd, 1992. He comes out, it's a big applause, and he sits down on a stool.
Thank you, that's very kind of you. I love you, John. Thank you.
And
that is very kind of you. Thank you very much. Thank you. I love you too. We are around the studio so emotionally high from last night's show. We have not come down yet, and I want to thank Robin Williams and Bette Midler for last night for giving us the next explosion show. The show tonight is our farewell show. It's going to be a little bit quieter. It's not going to be a performance show. And one of the questions that people have asked me, especially last month, is what's it like doing the Tonight Show and what has it meant to me? Well, let me try to explain it. If I could magically, somehow, that tape you just saw, make it run backwards, I'd like to do the whole thing all over again. It has been...
And I mean, he was the GOAT of late night. There's no doubt about that. He was the GOAT. So then they had this battle over who was going to replace him. And it ended with them choosing Jay Leno and David Letterman. CBS then decides we're going to drop whatever they had at the time at the 11:30 spot and create a whole new show for David Letterman to compete with Jay Leno. And he beat him in the ratings consistently. Letterman did. Until, do you remember when Hugh Grant got caught with that prostitute, the sex worker? You have to say sex worker nowadays. You remember that whole thing? And then Jay Leno got him on his show. And that was the time that he beat Letterman for the first time. and then beat him consistently after that going forward.
Let me start with question number one. What the hell were you thinking?
I don't say that to be clear, but I think among most people going, what?
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's not easy. You know, the thing is, people give me tons of ideas on this one. I keep reading new, you know, psychological theories and stuff like that. You know, I was under pressure, or I was overtired, or I was lonely, or I fell down the stairs when I was a child, or whatever. But I think that would be bollocks, really, to hide behind something like that. You know, I think you know in life pretty much what's a good thing to do and what's a bad thing. And I did a bad thing, and there you have it.
Okay, so that was the time that changed, and then after that, Leno beat Letterman consistently throughout until, you know, they moved Jay Leno out, and then they gave him a 10:30 show, which didn't last, and they brought him back to The Tonight Show. It was all a mess. When all that blew up and Letterman retired, and then they brought in, you know, all these new people to take over the late night shows. And I think, in fairness, looking back, Leno and Letterman were great in their day. And then Letterman, towards the end, got very angry, particularly during the Iraq War, and he kind of lost, I think, some of the edge that he had, and his show became a little preachy. They went forward with that, and then you had people like Jimmy Kimmel, who at one time was doing The Man Show with Adam Carolla, and they brought Jimmy Kimmel, and then Stephen Colbert, who was a writer and a performer on The Daily Show with Jon Stewart, and was acted in movies and stuff, and by all accounts was funny, but they made him the host of the late night show, The Late Show, that David Letterman once had. They brought Seth Meyers, who was a writer from Saturday Night Live. They gave him the 12:30 show. And Jimmy Fallon, who's not nearly as funny as Fela, got The Tonight Show that was once Johnny Carson and obviously at one point was the gold standard in all this stuff. And none of these guys have been successful. And a big part of it is because when Donald Trump came on the scene, if you remember, Jimmy Fallon had Donald Trump on, and he played with his hair, and people got angry at him and said, "You've humanized this man, and he's a monster." So he essentially then had a kind of shift to being lefty, and Colbert and Kimmel were just flat, and Myers too, Seth Meyers, were just flat out. Their show became never Trump shows, and it continued that way. And they just, their ratings plummeted like rocks. Now, I don't know what CBS is going to do, but it is amazing how Stephen Colbert he destroyed a show that was created specifically to fill a void to compete with The Tonight Show. And successfully did, because I remember at one point driving into New York City and there was a billboard outside of the Lincoln Tunnel. There were two. One was Jay Leno and it said number one in late night. And right across from it was David Letterman and it said number two in late night. Because Letterman would poke fun at himself a lot that he was number two. And for the most part, I think Jay Leno found his lane eventually and realized, and his politics probably align a lot more with ours than Letterman certainly. So more people went to Leno than they did Letterman consistently for that reason, too. They didn't feel like they were getting lectured. It wasn't that he didn't make jokes. He made a lot of jokes about George Bush, but it just didn't have the same kind of lefty anger to it. And I think that's the difference, is that Colbert and Kimmel, those two in particular, and Seth Meyers, but nobody really watches that show. It's a lot of anger, but then it's also a lot of boring guests. Literally, the day before yesterday, Francis Collins was on. Francis Collins. So when I was in mornings back in the day, we would play clips of that and say, okay, well, now he has on comedian Francis Collins and on The Late Show. And then we would put canned laughter to it because it was to prove the point that this is not funny. This is not late night comedy. This guy ran the NIH and lied about COVID and created this virus, as was said very well on X earlier today by Richard Ebright, who's a brilliant, brilliant guy, and one of the guys who was the voice of reason during COVID. And he said, and if I could pull it up here, he said, Francis Collins willfully violated federal policies on gain-of-function research and enhanced potential pandemic pathogen research, committed conspiracy to defraud and fraud, used federal funds to commit crimes, and caused a pandemic that killed 20-plus million and cost $25-plus trillion. That's Professor Richard Ebright, Board of Governors, Professor of Chemistry and Chemical Biology, founder and CEO, APY Therapeutics, LLC, at Rutgers. And he's always been out there as one of those guys who spoke the truth. But this is what I mean. You bring on guests like this and your audience, who at one point was coming in to see Hollywood stars and A-listers, and they get this guy. So imagine you got tickets, you bring the family to New York. You spend a fortune on a hotel, parking, dinner. It's not cheap. You got to pay the congestion pricing, whatever, however you get there. And then you get this kind of entertainment.
I think people are just worn out with all the controversy, all the outrage Olympics that seems to be flying back and forth all the time, the animosity, the grievances. It's just like, I'm going to have to check out. But that's the group. It's about two-thirds of the country that has the best chance of bringing us back to where we want to be. And our nation has lots of problems. We worry about things like our national debt, what you might call a fiscal deficit. But, Stephen, we have other deficits that politics aren't going to solve. Maybe they're making it worse. There's a truth deficit.
How boring is this, right?
We're in a place now. Yeah, we're.
This is not comedy.
There seems to be no real penalty for saying something that's demonstrably false. It's okay. No, it's not. We have a trust deficit. Where because people don't know if they can be sure somebody's telling the truth, why should I trust that person?
So again, this is late night comedy. Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
And here you have on one of the most boring human beings on the planet, Francis Collins, who's arguing that there should be penalties if you say something that's demonstrably false. And advocating for that, and the audience claps like trained seals because the applause sign goes on, because they have to do something to get the energy going in the room. That room has no energy in it. As you're listening to that, as somebody who's been on a show, a late night comedy show, Fox News Saturday Night several times now. I can tell you, keeping the energy going for that hour is what you have to do. And so when I'm a guest on there, first of all, I know it's not my show, but I'm not there to be a political analyst to bore people. I'm there to try to be a little bit as funny as I can possibly be to help Jimmy and help the gang and keep the energy in the room alive. And they don't have to, the guys who work that show don't have to use the neon applause sign. I guarantee you at that moment, because you could feel the energy in the room just leave. I guarantee you in that moment they had to put on an applause sign because this guy's boring everybody to death. But the audience agrees with him. But this is what late night comedy has become. Last night, on the night that Colbert announced that he was leaving, he had Shifty Schiff on. Again, you go to New York, you're expecting maybe an A-list celebrity, maybe a comedian to make you laugh. You get Adam Schiff sitting there whining about the One Big Beautiful Bill. Why do you need to see that at 11:30 at night on CBS when you could flip over to MSNBC or CNN and hear the exact same thing? If a show is supposed to be a comedy show, then make it a comedy show. It doesn't mean you can't weave in political humor. You should. But to then turn it into, I truly believe that, because this has been a pattern with this guy of having on these boring guests, he'd be much happier, and maybe that's where he's headed, much happier at MSNBC than he would hosting a quote-unquote comedy show. He has Adam Schiff on a Thursday night, which at one point was considered the standard. That was the gold standard night, Thursday night. Remember must-see TV back in the day? Must-see TV. Then the lineup leading into one of the big fights back then between Leno and Letterman was the lead-ins. So the 11 o'clock local news back in the day became so important in the big major markets. And CBS and NBC would end up shifting around their local news people because Leno and Letterman would argue that the affiliates were not bringing them an audience at 11:30 because they were losing them at 11 p.m. with the local news, which is why there were changes in the 11 p.m. news in places like Philadelphia, places like New York City, Los Angeles, the big cities, for that reason. Because if they were not getting the big bump in, then they would say, we got to make a change to that show. And that would go on for years. Does it still matter today? Probably not as much. I don't know. But I think if you're good, people will tune in when they want to tune in, or they're going to DVR it or whatever it is. You know what I mean? Like, I can't tell you how many people DVR Jimmy's Saturday Night Show because it's on at 10 p.m. and they're out. A lot of people nowadays, they will DVR Saturday Night Live, or they'll end up watching a lot of the clips on the internet the next day, or they'll watch the recap that's posted. And there's formulas in terms of that for calculating ratings. I don't really understand all that when it comes to that. But basically, it may not matter as much anymore. And either way, I don't care. If the local CBS in Philly crushes it at 11 o'clock, it still doesn't matter. Because at 11:30, people are going to change the channel because Stephen Colbert is going to come on and have this boring guest on.
So last night, the Senate passed something called a rescission bill. I've never heard of a rescission bill. It sounds like a court-ordered appendectomy. Can you explain?
Oh, that's funny.
What is a rescission bill? What does this do to Congress?
Yeah. Well, first, there's the big, ugly bill, which was another term that probably many people hadn't heard of called reconciliation, where they massively cut health care and they cut food for hungry kids to fund a tax cut for rich people. But not content with that and the harms that's going to cause, they decided they want a lot of little ugly bills. And this rescission bill is a little ugly bill. It's like a mini reconciliation bill.
It's a comedy show.
It, like the reconciliation bill, only
late
requires 50 votes
show.
And the VP. And they can cut further. So in this bill that we voted on up till about 3 in the morning last night, they cut funding.
You know what this sounds like? It sounds like the worst episode of School of Rock ever. At 11:30 at night, you have a boring member of Congress on to sit there and go on about explaining what a rescission bill is. Senator Adam Schiff. He's a senator now. I forgot that. I mean, you're sitting there. You brought your family to New York. You spent a fortune on dinner. You got these tickets. The tickets are free, at least. You're spending money. And then you listen to a lecture on how a bill becomes law and then how cuts are made to a bill. Are you kidding me? and you wonder why this guy's off the air? Well, now for somebody who actually is funny, Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla. Have a great weekend. Enjoy it. And get your tickets now to see me and Gianna Caldwell together on stage Friday, July 31st. Please don't miss out on that. Politics and Pints. Do it now. 1210WPHG.com. Have a great weekend. Thank you for listening. I'll see you Monday.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball, all season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.